Let's talk to Andrew Price, a freelance photographer who's seen it for himself, and Simon Harrison, the owner of Llandegla Trout Fishery. Gentlemen, welcome both. Let me start, first of all, with you, Simon. Was it easy to find?
It's not hard to miss.
And any idea who might have done it? I mean, how might it have been done?
I was told it could be, it's actually the header that's been beaten down or cut down. Certainly not a UFO landed or anything like that. If it was, it's a unusual one, shall we say.
Andrew, you got a tip-off, didn't you, that this was on the side of the hill. How did you go about finding it or hunting it down?
Yeah, I had a tip-off last week on Thursday, and I just couldn't believe it was true, to be honest. So on Friday, drove past and couldn't believe my eyes and thought, wow, it must be true. So then I went to see the local farmer up there and climbed up the mountain, had a closer look and took some pictures and it's quite amazing, really. I mean, I couldn't believe the size of it, to be honest. It looks like it's been done with maybe a quad bike and some sort of cutting machine or something, I don't know. But he's done it in one full swoop without actually having to stop when you get close to it. It's
It'll be quite good for tourism, won't it? I mean, it could become a local landmark.
Yeah, it could be. Yes, it could be in that. Yeah, definitely.
I mean, do you think it's an artistic endeavour?
There's definitely a bit of artwork involved there, yeah. I could have thought. I think I'd have thought of something better to do than that. But yeah, it's very arty.